96.5 Wave FM, you got the Illawarra's Fun Breakfast with Jade and Damien. There's a cracker of a show at one of our favourite venues, Jade and Damien, the Oak Flats Bowling Club. And it's going to happen tomorrow night. Now, Jade, you've been down this this dusty road before, and it was all serious LOLs.
Oh, it was. It was. I've been hypnotised a couple of times, and it's surprising what a hypnotist can get you to do when you're under. Like, you don't think it's going to work. You think that people, when they're on the stage, you're like, oh, good on you. That's a bit of a thing. But it's not.
Jade.
You would do anything.
I could walk in here with a container of Tic Tacs and tell you that these things will cure every illness on the sun, and you will go out and buy them in bulk.
Okay, so maybe I am impressionable.
You are impressionable.
Well, look, it's Rob Young. It's a comedy hypnosis show. We can't wait. He's on the blower this morning. G'day, Rob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We are doing awesome. And look, this show sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Whenever you do a show like this, somebody like Jade Tonta, who sits across from me, she is a very impressionable person. Is that the sort of person that is easiest to hypnotize?
Yeah, definitely. So, first of all, people with a higher IQ are more hypnotizable.
Huh?
That's actually true. Yeah, yeah.
Higher IQ? Oh, yeah.
No, listen.
Rob, that
listen.
Makes sense.
No,
that
Rob, makes Rob sense. Why did you have to do that? we'll never hear the end of this now.
It's very true, actually, because and people with a great imagination, they're very, they're much more hypnotizable. So there are degrees of hypnosis. Everyone can be hypnotized to a degree. We actually go into like little hypnotic trances every day. So like if you've ever been like driving home from work, you're driving home, you know the way. You've been down that road hundreds of times before. Your mind starts to drift and dream. You start to think about what you're going to watch on Netflix or what you're going to have for dinner. And you pull into the driveway, you can't remember the trip. So that's a form of a live hypnosis. Yeah. So what I do, I take it a bit deeper.
Yeah.
And it's like a dream-like state. So when you're dreaming at night, you don't really critically analyze what's going on. Everything's vivid and real, and you respond like it's true. And that's what we're doing there.
Ah, okay. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that makes sense. Has anyone been anyone that you've actually got up on stage and you tried to hypnotize them and they're like, nah, not working?
Yeah. I mean, it happens. So I bring a number of people up and I keep the best of the best, the cream of the crop. Uh-huh. So it is one of those things. They do need to follow the instructions. I can't zap them into hypnosis. Life would be a lot easier for me if I could do that. I'd be a lot richer.
I'm glad to, you know, it's only the dumb people don't get hypnotized. Oh, that. Okay, I didn't mean that. Now, look, over all the years of doing it, what is the most outrageous thing that you've seen somebody do or respond to?
We start off with people being human goldfish. We have them, you know, hands stuck on their head. We have them being 5 years old back at school, playing up for their teacher. And it goes right up to men having babies on stage. So it's really hard to say what's the most outrageous one is, but every show there's something pretty outrageous going on.
I love it.
That's pretty cool.
And what made you decide to be a hypnotist? Like, how did this happen? Did you get a watch when you were a kid and you hypnotized a school friend, or what happened?
The old swinging watch. Well, actually, I did a degree in psychology. I've always been interested in sort of self-development and so forth too. So I do sort of the hypnotherapy during the week. And then I decided about 7 years ago, because I've been doing the hypnotherapy for a while too, I wanted to get back on stage. I had a bit of a entertainment background. I started to book a few shows and it just really took off. There's not many of us around. So, people were really enjoying it. It just went from there. And I think it's just a natural want to knowing about the people's minds and how it works. And influencing people in a positive way.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Yeah, oh, well, look forward to your show. It's all happening this Friday night at the Bolo in Oak Flats.
You betcha. Look, tickets are just $15. You can get them at the club, or let's give away a 4-pack right now. If you want these tickets, hit us up 4275 1965. Rob Young's comedy hypnosis show. Good on you, Rob. We'll catch you at the Oak Flats Bolo tomorrow night.
Awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. Nice to talking to you guys.